This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Virtual meetings are becoming commonplace during the pandemic. Out of necessity, 2020 has brought many of us into a high-tech world we'd never experienced before. Washington Policy Center's Pam Lewison says this year's Farm Hall will be virtual and is open to everyone who'd like to register.
The best way to do it is to visit washingtonpolicy.org and click on our events page. You should see the opportunity to register for the Farm Hall. It is free to attend. We're happy to take donations, of course, but you're certainly not required to give us any money to participate in this event.
And the day and time, Lewison says, is coming up soon.
Farm Hall is set for Thursday, October 22nd, and we will start at 4 p.m. And we should be wrapped up by 5 o'clock, so nobody has to worry about going hungry.
And Lewison says the panel discussion will still be part of Farm Hall.
In years past, the Farm Hall has typically been, when they were originally started, the panel was almost always all legislators. Last year, we changed the panel format a little bit so that it included some farmers, or in some cases with all farmers.
Lewison says this year's Farm Hall will be a one-stop shop for everything agriculture, with topics ranging from farm labor to predator management, the upcoming legislative session to carbon taxes.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.